I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
For multiple elections, the Democrat Party has outspent us by billions. When you count the Democrat fundraising industrial complex, they just have so much more money. Or do they? The whole thing started to unravel, you'll remember the story, when a conservative investigator noticed the same people were making 10, 15, 20,000 donations. Some in as little as a year. $1.25 here, 50 cents there. So they went to some of these people's houses. Why do you sit around all day donating to the DNC? Why do you sit around all day donating to Act Blue? Why do you do that? Oh, I've never donated to anybody. Yeah, you did. It's weird. Things went downhill from there. The nexus these donations seem to be going to was Act Blue. It's the nerve center of the Democrat Party, where money that funds over 600 groups rolls through, including now increasingly Chinese Communist Party money via Neville Singham, the Marxist billionaire who lives in Shanghai and literally operates out of the same building that the Communist Party is headquartered in. Why? Because the Democrat Party and the Communist Party and Iran have been merging for some time. But it's really hard in the digital era to transfer all that money, so means have to be found. Well, when the lawyers at Act Blue discovered what those means were and that it was foreign money running into the coffers of Act Blue, by the way, every transaction's a felony. You cannot take foreign money politically, can't do it. They all quit, all of them, in mass. Then the entire top leadership of Act Blue quit as these stories started to leak out. Yesterday, Jim Jordan yanked Regina Wallace before his committee and asked her, hey, dude, you taking money, foreign donations? Yeah, about $38 million. You do that? By the way, not $38 million. 38 million donations. Did you do that? Listen to how that went.
Your board chairman said Act Blue accepted up to 38 million contributions in 2024 that had the signs of foreign origin. How much fraud is too much fraud?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
How many foreign contributions did Act Blue accept?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
How much money did Act Blue accept from Russia?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
How about none? Nope.
Why did your entire legal team quit? Your in-house legal team?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Yeah, it was so bad, their in-house legal team went to the New York Times, broke the whole story. They're trying to get ahead of it to frame it, folks. Let me tell you what I think is going to happen here. You're going to find a boatload of Chinese money. Folks, $38 million, not dollars, donations. That's them moving the money through. You're also going to find the money that we found last week. Remember last week, EPA administrator, this is insane. Lee Zeldin referred a bunch of Biden and Obama officials to the DOJ for prosecution because they were getting billions of dollars of grants and moving them through their NGOs. And then second, third order disappearing. I guarantee you some of that money's in those donations. In other words, it's tax dollars funneled through NGOs back into Act Blue. And then some of it's the Chinese money. Some of it's the Iranian money. Probably some Russian money in there, too, to the climate change groups. Folks, it's all going to connect up and we get closer and closer and closer every single day. You know, my favorite part of that is Remember, they kept saying, oh, we are going to find the Trump-Russian money. Remember, Rachel Maddow was obsessed with the idea if somebody at the IRS would just leak his tax returns, we could find the Russian money? Well, somebody did, broke the law, got prosecuted. Was there any Russian money in there? No, there wasn't. Weird. But ask the DNC. Ask Act Blue. Ask her yesterday under oath. Come on, at least tell us you didn't take Russian money, right? You know what you accused Trump of? She takes the fifth. Folks, this scandal is going to be massive. And I pray to God every day, just let us see it. Let us see how they do it. Let us see how they steal it so the American people can truly choose. They have to know what they're looking at to make that choice. It's not fair for us to choose Democrat or Republican without understanding the full implications of choosing Democrat. But we got a peek at it yesterday. By the way, do you see how Democrats, for the first time, just moved to kill the FISA bill? That's the NSA database. What do you think the NSA database contains? The wires, the records, the bank records of all those transfers. That's why. Folks, every banking transaction you do, everything you buy with your debit card, all of it is recorded by the NSA database, i.e. the FISA program. And all of a sudden, the Democrats want to kill the FISA program, even though they used it for years to spy on us. Want to know why? That's why. Folks, this could get so good. Oh, it gives me chills. I can only hope.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
The world watched in horror, Lee, a couple weeks ago as the Taliban changed the law. In Afghanistan, used to be minimum age marriage 16. Now it's 9.
Good grief.
Yeah, and the BBC's coverage of this is absolutely horrific. Under the Taliban, and people are so poor that fathers were selling their daughters to feed their other children. Who's responsible for that? And I'll tell you, one man. I blame one man more than any other on earth for it. John Thune, head of the Senate. And what does he have to do with the Taliban? Oh, he's funding them. He's keeping them in place with $40 million of your tax money every 2 weeks or so. Well, finally, Lee, I've been on this for a very long time. Somebody asked John Thune, why, for the love of all that is holy, will you not allow a vote on the Defund the Taliban bill, which has passed twice in the House now? Tim Burchett and Nancy Mace were behind it. Why are you funding the enemy? There is no way John Thune does not know that this passed the House twice. Okay, he's the Senate Majority Leader. He was finally asked about it yesterday. Listen to this. This man should lose his office just for this.
Leader Thune, the House passed Tim Burchett's bill to defund the Taliban. I think it was 11 months ago. Every week that goes by, they get another $40 million. When can the American people expect to see a vote on this, and do you expect it to pass?
I don't know when. We don't have that on currently on the schedule here. And you said it's passed in the House?
Yes.
Okay. I have not seen it. If it's come over from the House, that's not something that we consider putting on the floor at this point.
Liar. There is no way he doesn't know that. It has trended again and again on X. You think he doesn't know what passes in the House? The Republican Party controls the House. Lee, just to make you, just to understand what we're talking about here. This is a number no one should ever forget. 2,459 U.S. service members died in Afghanistan. Died at the hands of who? Gosh, it'll come to me. I don't know. Oh, the Taliban. Them. Yes, the ones we're paying $40 million a week to stay in power. You know, the ones who do those military parades. By the way, this did not start under John Thune. It started under Joe Biden. But Thune has continued it. Even worse, and I've played all the audio and it'd take me an hour to lay it all out again, but you can find it on my Battleground America podcast, We've had warnings repeatedly that Al-Qaeda has now settled in and is running training camps again in Afghanistan under who? The Taliban, who we keep in power.
And why is it we went into Afghanistan to begin with? Oh, that's right, because of training camps in Afghanistan for the Taliban.
Yes, exactly. So, again, John Thune, face of evil, he's got to go. I mean, this old way of the uniparty, fund our enemies. I mean, my only guess is there's one of two reasons they're doing this. Number one, so we'll have enemies in the future to fight, make money off of fighting for all those military industrial contractors, right? Because we do this. We fund our enemies. I've been documenting it for a long time. There's that. And then there's this other thing that makes me wonder if John Thune doesn't have a deal like Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden had with the Chinese. Because remember, Joe Biden deliberately let Afghanistan fall to the Taliban, and the Brits passed a condemnation of him almost unanimously through their parliament for it, because the Brits and the French said, please let us take Afghanistan. If you don't want to, you want to pull out, that's awesome. We will take over. We can control it very easily. Give us Bagram Air Force Base. And we said, sure, we'll do that. And then we pulled out in the middle of the night so they without telling them, so it would fall to the Taliban. That didn't make any sense to me until a few months later in the Wall Street Journal, it all became clear. It made so much sense. The Taliban, they remember, had cut a deal with China to allow them to mine the lithium, the rare earth minerals mines, exclusive contract, billions of dollars the Taliban would be paid from China. Well, it was a multi-billion dollar deal. They weren't going to get all the billions, but they were going to get some of it, right? And so it was critical that the Taliban stay in power so that China could have exclusive control of the mines. I am convinced that's why Joe Biden did that, let it fall to the Taliban. John Thune have that deal, the Hunter Biden deal? We only know about Hunter Biden's deal because he left his laptop somewhere because he was so coked out of his head. Do they all have that deal? Because I can't think of another reason John Thune would be funding the Taliban. Can you, Lee?
Not at all. I don't know why we ever started, and why it continues is beyond me.
And it's so inexcusable, okay? Yes. All he can do is lie and pretend he doesn't know. He knows. There is no way the Senate leader, Senate Majority Leader, does not know what passes in the House of Representatives. There is no way. So this is him doing his best to keep funding going to the Taliban. It's a new outrage every day from this guy, Lee.
Yeah.
And, you know, good for Donald Trump. He is not giving up on the SAVE Act. We had some really good news on that last 48 hours. Susan Collins, God bless her, because this is a reach for her, given, you know, she's in Maine, right? Yeah. I mean, we're lucky we even have a senator from Maine. So I give her a big pass on, you know, she votes with us 75% of the time. I'm thrilled she can even get to that because a Democrat should have that seat. But she's come out and said she'll flip her vote in the SAVE Act. In fact, she did in one round of voting. We're at 50 right now, Lee. All John Thune has to do is agree with Trump's new demand this morning, reconciliation, budget bill 3.0, attach the SAVE Act to it. Let's get it done. Let's have Republicans win elections again. And you know what? We can do this with a talking filibuster. We don't even have to get rid of the, you know, Mitch McConnell constructed filibuster they're in love with. We can do it with a talking filibuster that's been used since the founding.
Mm-hmm.
One man is in the way. It's John Thune. So this guy is a really bad dude, and he's got to go. Got to go.
Why is it that when Republicans are in charge, it's always either the Speaker of the House or the Senate Majority Leader that's the impediment to any progress?
Well, I can answer that question. It's because the people who are in those positions are the longest serving.
Yeah.
They've been around the longest, right? Seniority, and they've worked their way up, you know, built their power. And they tend to be from that Bush wing of the party.
Yeah.
And that Bush wing of the party, Daddy Bush, let's never forget who he is, head of the CIA, right? What did the CIA do? They armed and trained bin Laden. They taught him to fight because he was fighting the Russians
in
Afghanistan.
At that time,
at the time, yes.
Yeah.
And so we have used those as proxy armies for a very long time. And it's a deal with the devil because the second they get powerful enough, they come after us again, try to kill us. And we know that when we arm and train them. This old plan of, hey, we'll just fund the jihadis, that's not going to work anymore, okay? We're not doing that anymore. And I think there's an element of it that they like Al-Qaeda. They like these groups to get strong enough that we have to go fight them every once in a while. So all their buddies who donate to them, military industrial complex contractors, get rich. I think there's an element of that, too. But I was thrilled, Lee, after talking about this for years, somebody finally asked John Thune yesterday, and he had a lie.
Yeah.
Because he can't tell you the truth.
Thrilled that somebody asked him, not the fact that he lied again, I guess.
No, not that he lied again.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, that is amazing that actually got asked.
Yeah, it's an outrage. I mean, to me, thinking my tax dollars are going to the Taliban, who, by the way, Taliban used to only be able to fight seasonally, and then they'd have to go home to harvest.
Right.
This keeps the Taliban in permanent power, keeps total tyranny. Women can't go to school. They're not even allowed to speak in public anymore. You can be beaten if your voice is heard. Thank you, John Thune. And if none of that moves you, fine. Then the graves at Arlington of those 2,000 should move you. We do not pay the enemy. This is great American stupid. I call it gas. We spend 21 years fighting the Taliban. Surrendered to them under Joe Biden, and now we pay to keep them in power. To the benefit of who? Yeah, have you noticed something? So many of our policies, who, when you really get to the end of the rat hole, who benefits most? It's always China. It's always China. Taliban falls. You know what's going to fall with it? Those contracts on the rare earth minerals mines. That's going to fall too. So, I mean, if it were me personally, John Thune, such a fan of FISA, such a fan of no search warrant searches. You know what I'd be no search warrant searched? His bank account. And everyone near him, because that's how China does it. It's how they did it with Mitch McConnell. They went through his father-in-law, gave him a shipping business, $200 million value. He was upper middle class when he came in. What's John Thune worth? What's everyone around him worth? Enterprising FBI agent who's a patriot might want to check into that.
Terra Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.